We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can lick salt. You can lick up. Let's see if you can lick salt. You can lick up.
All right, Campy Kennedy is brought to you by your good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kennedy is out today, so it's the same game, just a different name. It's called Can't Lick Salt. This morning it's going to be Mary from Methuen. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm well, sitting in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah? Registered nurse, is that what I saw?
Student interior
construction
design.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, my apologies. Thank okay. You. Hey, will you go ahead and kick salt out of the studio, please?
Salt. Can you please leave the studio?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Are you graduating, Mary?
No, I'm now a senior.
Oh, congrats.
So close.
So close.
Very exciting.
So... stay in school forever.
What? I don't know about that one.
Yeah. All right, Salt has left the studio. We have five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Salt, you score yourself $100. Looking at Salt's moderately sized board, he has 117 wins and only 14 losses. He is over in that soundproof studio. He can't hear any of these questions. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one, the Bruins are one win away from going to the finals in hockey. What is the trophy in hockey called if you win it all?
Stanley Cup.
Question number two, 4.6 million people watched the premiere of The Bachelorette on Monday, which is down almost a million people from last season's premiere. Who hosts that show?
I have no idea. Last time I played, the same question was asked, and I still don't know.
Huh.
You're kidding me.
Swear to God.
So you played before, you got the who hosts The Bachelorette question.
Yep.
And you still don't know.
Still don't know.
Shame.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, it's Chris Harrison. Now you know.
He's an angel.
Question number three. Constance Wu had a Twitter meltdown over her series Fresh Off the Boat. It got renewed.
What?
Yeah. Well, she wanted to do some other projects and she was all ticked off. She has to still do this show. In which 2018 rom-com did she play Rachel Chu, a native New Yorker who flies to Singapore to meet her boyfriend's rich family?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Question number four. Bruno Mars says that he wants fans to put their phones away when they come and see him. Yes, Bruno.
Yes.
I am in agreement. Mm-hmm. Where is Bruno Mars from?
Hawaii.
Question number five. Zac Efron is rumored to be joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Guardians 3. He plays which famed serial killer in the new Netflix movie Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile?
Ted Bundy.
All right, let's get Salt back in the studio, please.
Go ahead, Mary.
If only you knew The Bachelor.
Right?
Yeah, if only you knew The Bachelor.
And Salty's back!
All right. And Salty's back. Welcome back, Salt.
What up?
Did you turn into a wrestler while you were gone?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Let me get a pen.
Okay.
Your pen?
Sure.
I got one. You got it?
I got it.
Okay. Mary got 4 out of 5.
Way to go, Mary.
These are tough.
Whoop,
question
whoop.
Number one. The Bruins are one win away from the finals. What is the name of that their trophy you win in the hockey?
That would be the Stanley Cup.
There it is in the hockey.
Lord Stanley's Cup.
Tied at one, question number two. 4.6 million people watched the premiere of The Bachelor on Monday, which is down almost a million from last season's premiere. Who hosts The Bachelorette?
Chris Harrison.
Duh.
Apparently,
he's a national treasure.
Apparently, Mary played this game before, and we asked her that same question, and she got it wrong that time.
What?
Mary.
How does a senior in college not know about The Bachelor? What are you doing, studying?
Yeah, I guess. I'm watching on Netflix.
Oh,
2-1, question number three. Constance Wu had a Twitter meltdown over her series Fresh Off the Boat's renewal.
Yeah.
She later apologized. She wanted the show to not get picked up so she could do other projects, in which... hit 2018 rom-com, did she play Rachel Chu, a native New Yorker who flies to Singapore to meet her boyfriend's rich family?
Filthy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh,
is the correct
okay.
title
Sorry.
Of the movie.
Sorry.
Tied to two, question number four. Bruno Mars says he wants fans to put their phones away when they come and see him.
Don't tell me what to do.
Where is Bruno Mars from?
Bruno Mars is from Hawaii.
3-2. Question number 5. Zac Efron is rumored to be joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I love Zac Efron.
In Guardians 3.
He's the greatest guy.
It's your two worlds combined.
Who's he going to play, Saul? Have you heard this rumor yet?
No, I have not heard this rumor yet. I love this. I'm going to have to look it up afterwards.
He plays which famed serial killer in his new Netflix movie, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile?
Ted Bundy.
That is correct.
Al Bundy's cousin.
Stepbrother. Stepbrother. Tied at 4. So, Mary, unfortunately, you don't get the cast, but I do have a $50 gift card to Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza. Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza fans can now enjoy family-friendly restaurant in Natick. For more information, go to acfp.com so you enjoy that gift card. Okay, Mary?
Thank you.
All right. Who hosts The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Chris Harrison.
There you go.
Hey, nice. Yes, nice job. All right, what do you want to say to Salt before you go?
Hi, I'm Mary from Missoula, and I can't lick salt.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy presents You Can't Lick Salt.
You can't lick them.
Let's see if you can lick
salt. You can't lick them.
Salt.
What up?
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. So is Can't Lick Salt. Caitlin is from Scituate. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
So there's some good news in Caitlin's life. You want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Caitlin got a new job.
Way to go.
No, she got a promotion.
Oh, a promotion.
Okay.
A
so
promotion
like a
or job.
It's a promotion.
She got a promotion, and she now has to drive from Scituate to the North Shore. So
Oh.
How much longer is your drive now with the promotion?
So originally I was only driving to Braintree, so it was like 30 minutes, and now one of my offices is in Lawrence, so on a good day, like 2 hours.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Awful.
You're like driving to New Hampshire almost.
Yeah.
Holy
so,
smoke.
So, like I said, this is good news, because A, she got a promotion, and B, she now gets to hear pretty much our entire show.
You're way stuck with
go.
Us.
Right. I mean, that's Yay. A good day when you get to hear this show. Caitlin, will you kick Salt out of the studio, please?
Okay, please leave the
He's like already out of here. So there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Salt. You win yourself $100. He has stepped into that soundproof studio. Looking at Salt's moderately sized board, he has 118 wins, only 14 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number 1. The Academy Awards say they will most likely remain hostless because ABC was pleased with the show's ratings increase this past year. Who was supposed to host but dropped out due to an old Twitter controversy?
Kevin Hart.
Question number 2. Jeff Daniels played Harry in which classic comedy opposite Jim Carrey?
Dumb and Dumber.
Question number 3. Felicity Huffman broke down in court on Monday while pleading guilty to rigging her eldest daughter's SAT score as a part of a massive college admissions scam. Who is her husband?
William H. Macy.
Did you catch a cheat sheet yesterday?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. Question number 4. Jimmy Kimmel has signed a 3-year deal to continue hosting his late night talk show. Who is Kimmel's security guard / sidekick?
Guillermo?
I think it's his cousin, too, isn't it? Isn't it like a family member?
No, I love him.
Sal, it's somebody else.
Oh, cousin Sal. Okay. Question number 5. Ariana Grande is being sued for posting pictures of herself on her Instagram.
What?
Well, she didn't have they belong to the photographer.
Oh.
The photographer took them. he owns them, not you, Ariana. That's the way the law works.
Yikes.
True or false? Ariana Grande now has the most Instagram followers in the world. True or false?
False.
All right. Let's get Salt back in the studio, please.
And Salty's back.
Dang, Caitlin.
Mm-hmm. What? What happened?
Dan goes, you about to take that L.
Caitlin got 5 out of 5.
All right. Good job, nice Caitlin.
Job. Nice job. All right, Salt. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right. No, I'm actually going to tell you. I don't care.
I don't know.
Yeah. I like messing with Kennedy. I feel like it doesn't mess with you at all. All right. Here we go. Question number 1. The Academy Awards say they will most likely remain hostless because ABC was pleased with the show's ratings increase last year. Who was supposed to host this past one, but dropped out due to an old Twitter controversy?
Kevin Hart.
That is correct. Tied at 1. Jeff Daniels played Harry in which classic comedy opposite Jim Carrey?
Dumb and Dumber.
Tied at 2. Felicity Huffman broke down in court on Monday while pleading guilty to rigging her eldest daughter's SAT score as part of a massive college admissions scam. Who is her husband?
William H. Macy.
Tied at 3. Number 4. Kimmel has signed a 3-year deal to continue hosting his late-night talk show.
Way to go.
Who is Jimmy Kimmel's security guard slash sidekick?
Guillermo.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Ariana Grande is being sued for posting pictures of herself on her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because they belong to the photographer that took them.
Yeah.
True or false? Ariana Grande now has the most Instagram followers in the world. True or false?
False.
That
wow.
is true.
Wow.
Nice.
It is Cristiano Ronaldo.
In your face! I'm not taking Noel, Dan!
That sounded like a Christmas thing. I'm sorry. I meant Noel.
Noel, Noel. Noel, Noel.
In your North Shore face, Dan.
That's what you get.
Never a silent night with you.
All right, so here's the deal, Caitlin. You don't get the win, but whenever we have a 5-5 tie, I just give away the money because it's not mine. So congratulations.
That don't come out of my check, right?
Hope not.
No. Since it was Dan that was talking snap.
Oh,
well,
cool.
We'll take it out of history.
Sound good.
Also, I have a pair of tickets to see Hugh Jackman at the TD Garden on October 1st. Tickets on sale now. So you got the $100. You got the Hugh Jackman tickets. You enjoy
I'm
all of that
so
good stuff.
Excited.
Okay. All right. All right. What would you like to say to Salt before you go?
I'm Caitlin from Scituate, and I can't wait to help.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy presents Who Can't Lick Salt?
You can't lick up.
Let's see if you can lick
salt. You can't lick up.
Kempe Kennedy is brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Patrice is from Weymouth. Good morning, Patrice.
Good morning, Carson.
I understand you have a pretty big day today.
We do. So a bunch of us from nurses, probably about 50 of us from Tufts Medical Center, and thousands from across Massachusetts who are going to the Red Sox game tonight to celebrate National Nurses Week.
That's so awesome.
Wait, who's at the hospitals?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we all work different shifts.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to play basketball today.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't want to get injured.
Nope.
Bad day to get injured. Patrice, will you kick Salt out of the studio, please?
Salt, can you please leave the studio?
Already walking.
He's already gone. He doesn't even care.
No.
All right, 5 trivia questions. You get more right than Salt, you're going to score yourself $100. He has now stepped out of the studio into that soundproof booth. Dan, I need the board. We have a different board for Can't Lick Salt, and that one just sits on the ground off to the side. Looking at Salt's moderately sized board, he has 119 wins, only 14 losses. So you know the deal, right? You tie, you lose?
Sure, yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
That's the plan.
Do what?
That's not the plan.
To lose. I got you. Alfonso Ribeiro and his wife, Angela, are the proud parents of a new baby girl named Ava Sue. Mm-hmm. Of course, he played Carlton Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What did his dad, Philip Banks, do for work on the show?
Oh, music producer.
Question number two. Tiffany Haddish will host a rebooted version of Kids Say the Darndest Things that will air on ABC next season. Who is the host of that show in its original run?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Okay. Question number three. Comedy legend Tim Conway died yesterday. He was 85 years old. He became a star on the Carol Burnett Show in the 70s and might be better known to millennials from SpongeBob SquarePants, where he did the voice of Mermaid Man's sidekick, Barnacle Boy. What is the name of the underwater town SpongeBob lives in?
Oh, gosh. Pineapple. Oh, goodness. Okay. No. Gosh. Bikini Beach.
What did you say?
Is it Bikini Beach?
It's so close.
So close.
Oh, crap.
I might give you a half on that. Question number four. Pat Sajak and Vanna White say they have only had one argument in 36 years, and it was over what condiment should go on a hot dog.
That's make or break right there.
Kennedy and I have that in 36 minutes. Which network does their show Wheel of Fortune air on?
Oh, Channel 4. CBS.
Question number five. Jamie Lynn Sigler turns 38 today. Who did she play on The Sopranos?
Oh, my God. It really is tougher when you're on this. I can see. Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, let's get Salty back in the studio.
And Salty's back!
By the way, I'm taking away that half point.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay. Yeah.
I never gave it to her.
Yeah, no.
Oh, good. Kennedy, or excuse me, Salt.
We do not look alike.
Patrice got 1 out of 5.
Woohoo!
Search!
Way to go, Patrice. I'm proud of you either way.
Same.
Thanks, Salt.
You're welcome.
Don't worry, he'll yell in your face at the end when he wins.
Spoiler alert.
Alfonso Ribeiro and his wife Angela are the proud parents of a new baby girl named Ava Sue. He played Carlton Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What did his dad, Philip Banks, do for work on the show?
He was a lawyer and judge.
That is correct. 1-0. Yep.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
What?
For real.
Tiffany Haddish will host a rebooted version of Kids Say the Darndest Things that will air on ABC next season.
Oh, Tiffany.
Who was the host of that show's original run?
Was that Bill Cosby?
It was. 2-0.
Oh.
Comedy legend Tim Conway died yesterday. He was 85 years old. He became a star on the Carol Burnett Show in the 70s and might be better known to millennials from SpongeBob SquarePants, where he did the voice of Mermaid Man's sidekick, Barnacle Boy. Barnacle Boy. What is the name of the underwater town SpongeBob lives in?
Bikini Bottom?
Yes, not Bikini Beach.
Ooh, oh, three.
3-0. Question number 4. Pat Sajak and Vanna White say they have only had one argument in 36 years.
Why?
And it was over which condiments should go on a hot dog. They must never see each other.
You know what it is? It's the same argument that's lasted for 36 years. Yeah. That's the thing.
Which network does their show Wheel of Fortune air on?
ABC?
CBS. They never argue because they're never near each other. She's way over there by the letters, and he's by the spinny thing.
Makes a good marriage.
Preach.
You know it, Patrice.
3-1. Question number 5. Jamie Lynn Sigler turning 38 today. Who did she play on The Sopranos?
Meadow.
That is correct. Nice.
Meadow.
Job.
The Meadow.
Meadow.
4-1 is the final score.
In your nurse's face.
Well,
thank you for your service, seriously.
Yeah. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets to see Louis Capaldi at Royale October 9th. Tickets on sale now, but you're going for free. What would you like to say to Salt before you go?
I'm Patrice from Weymouth, and I can't lick salt.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.